Recycling at Donna Green's house works pretty much like normal recycling. She takes an empty dog food can.
And make sure I have it nice and clean.
She throws it into one of those giant bins with all her other recyclable stuff.
You have newspaper and a Gatorade bottle and...
And this glass bottle that I picked up at the Home Depot parking lot because I couldn't stand seeing a glass bottle in the grass.
Then, like normal recycling programs, you roll your junk to the curb and eventually a big truck pulls up, grabs your bin with a mechanical lift, and voila, you've recycled. But in Hollywood, they've turned recycling into a game.
It's a chip. Put in the scale.
It's a chip, and you put it on the scale, says the recycling man. Each bin has a little black disc on the front. When the recycling gets dumped into the truck, the bin is weighed, and your chip gets scanned. The more weight, the more points your house gets. And you get to use those points to buy things like magazine subscriptions or Bed Bath & Beyond coupons. Donna Green remembers when the city first introduced the program called Recycle Bank in 2010.
It was hilarious because everyone at the diner where we eat in Hollywood was talking about how they were worried their neighbors were going to steal their recycling to get more weight in their bins.
We found bowling balls, for example, in the bottom of the recycling bin.
Paul Wynn is executive vice president and general manager of Recycle Bank. He points out they are wise to these kinds of things, so don't try it. The point of the program, though, is to make the benefits of recycling less abstract.
We know recycling is a good thing for the planet, but it's hard to really understand if I put my can in that recycling bin, what does it mean for me? And so we try to use rewards as a way to help incent and promote that activity.
Recycle Bank is now in about 350 communities, and Wynn says they've seen recycling rates increase in most of those places, including Hollywood. Nurchin Tedek is an assistant professor at the University of Miami and studies solid waste management. She says the thing about recycling, though, is...
In the state of Florida, it's overall going up.
And she says a lot of that has to do with the state setting this goal that only 25% of waste go to the landfill.
And it's due by 2020, which is quite soon if you think about it. So the counties may be in a little bit rush to hit that goal.
She says in general, people are just recycling more, with or without an incentive system. Brian Weinert is with Recycle Ann Arbor, which handles the city's recycling services. The city tried Recycle Bank for 2 years, but quit the program early. He says it didn't increase recycling much, and some residents were actually offended by needing an incentive to do something they were already doing.
Like, look, we've been doing this for decades. Don't kind of patronize me. You know, I'm not a kid that needs to be offered a piece of candy for doing the right thing.
For me, the points don't even really register as far as why I'm doing it.
Hollywood resident and recycler Donna Green.
But it's a nice bonus, knowing that it's actually going to give me something tangible, not just in the big picture, but like going to a movie with a free ticket.
Green's family gets around 150 points a week. After about 7 weeks worth of tin cans, newspapers, and Coke bottles, Green cashed in her points for a free movie ticket.
I actually saw American Ultra. It was awesome. Not for everyone, though.
Just like this recycling program. It may not have been for Ann Arbor, but Hollywood officials don't have plans to quit anytime soon. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.